Former Attorneys General Mark Shurtleff and John Swallow were taken into custody by FBI and Utah public safety officers and booked into Salt Lake County Jail on Tuesday morning. Here's Mary Rook, special agent in charge of the FBI's Salt Lake City field office.
This morning, former Attorney General Mark Shurtleff and former Attorney General John Swallow were arrested by agents of the FBI and the Department of Public Safety State Bureau of Investigation on multiple state felony charges. The arrests are the result of a joint investigation conducted by the FBI and DPS over the course of the last 2 years. While today's arrests bring this phase of the investigation to a close, it does not mean that our work is complete, and we will continue to follow a number of investigative leads which were uncovered during this phase of the investigation.
The criminal investigation into Swallow and Shurtleff was coordinated by Rook's office in conjunction with the Utah Public Safety Division and by Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill and Davis County DA Troy Rawlings. At a press conference on Tuesday morning at FBI headquarters in Salt Lake, Gill said that multiple felony and misdemeanor charges were filed against the former top law enforcement officers for the state. Here's Gill reading a selection of the charges against John Swallow.
It is alleged that John Swallow gave false information while under oath and in depositions. It is alleged that John Swallow retroactively created invoices for alleged work that he did for Richard Rawl. It is alleged that John Swallow deleted or destroyed evidence from his computer and electronic devices on multiple occasions. It is alleged that John Swallow misused public money in replacing his personal computer, his home computer, at the taxpayers' expenses. It is alleged that John Swallow obstructed justice in his interviews with the FBI.
And here's a selection of the charges against Mark Shurtleff.
Multiple instances of witness tampering, obstructing justice, soliciting bribes, money laundering, and or accepting gifts. It is alleged that Mark Shurtleff, with John Swallow, made contact with a gentleman named Jonathan Eborn, who was told that contributing to his campaign would benefit him should he be investigated. Subsequently, Mr. Eborn gave $30,000 to the campaign. It is alleged that Mark Shurtleff received gifts valuing in more than $1,000 from Jeremy Johnson and the use of his personal properties, as well as travel on his personal jet.
District Attorney Gill stressed repeatedly during the press conference that there is a presumption of innocence in all criminal cases. In total, there were 23 charges brought against Swallow and Shurtleff, and a bail of $250,000 was set for each. But by just after midday, both former attorneys general had been released on pretrial services, meaning that neither had to post bond, but they would remain under the supervision of a correctional officer pending trial. After their release, Swallow and Shurtleff, both Republicans, maintained their innocence. As he was released, Swallow told reporters that he refutes all of the charges against him. At a press conference later in the afternoon, Shurtleff reiterated the claim that the investigation was politically motivated.
The issuing of an arrest warrant and sending agents again to my home and handcuff me and humiliate me, further traumatize my family, is further evidence, I believe, of the political sideshow antics of Mr. Gill, the agents of the FBI, and the Utah Department of Public Safety.
That claim was something that District Attorney Sim Gill had refuted during his morning press conference.
As far as if there's any political issues, let me answer it to you this way. First of all, there are two different prosecutors from two different jurisdictions. I have two different law enforcement agencies that are not part of this office. I have a House investigation panel that was conducted by a bipartisan group of individuals. There was a lieutenant governor's investigation that was done by a Republican governor. All of these bits of information point to a concern.
In response to the arrests, Governor Gary Herbert's office released a statement which read, quote, "This is a sad day for Utah. The entire situation, regardless of how the legal process plays out, is a black eye for our state. While we respect the rule of law and due process, this serves as a reminder that nobody is above the law, and if anything, public servants must be held to a higher standard," unquote. KCPW will bring you updates on this story over the coming days. I'm Roger McDonough, KCPW News.